Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the hearts of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is J.C. Niala, author of Beyond Motherhood, A Guide to Being a Great Working Mother While Living Your Dream, which shares wisdom from working mothers to inspire others who may feel that it's impossible to have the life that they imagine. So welcome, J.C.
Thank you very much.
So what would be a quick way for working moms to get an energy boost?
One of the quickest ways to actually raise energy levels is to connect with your dreams. We get very caught up in the day-to-day running of life, our work, our children, but it's actually to remind yourself of those things that make your heart sing. And if you're able to even take one step towards doing something that makes your heart sing, your energy levels go up immediately.
And what if it's been so long? As moms, you know, women, they put their families first all the time. They are on the back burner. What if it's been so long that they just, they don't know what makes their heart sing any longer? How do you find that again? Rediscover it.
That's a really good question. And actually, it's about taking oneself back to being a child. In the book, I describe a really good meditation, but I will sum it up. And it's, if you can take yourself back to what captivated you as a child, there was an architect who I interviewed, and she talked about being a young girl and spending hours in front of Lego and building blocks, constructing things. It only takes about 30 seconds or a minute to remember, what did you enjoy playing at? What were the things that captured your imagination? Very often that's still key to what makes your heart sing as a grown-up.
And how do you get through that fear that comes with wanting to pursue a dream? You know, there's uncertainty, you're a working mom, you have a stable income. Of course, again, being concerned about your family, how do you bust through that fear of trying to follow your dream when you feel the responsibility of everything else as well on your shoulders?
I mean, that's a really good question, because fear is actually what often holds people back from their dreams. But mothers have a unique quality. The fact is that you've already taken the most frightening step known to man. You have birthed another human being. So if you put it in that perspective, there's nothing else that you can do and are already doing that is so huge in terms of the scale of things in life. Another thing that's helpful to blast through fear is actually to examine what it is that you're particularly worried about and take steps to change that. Very often it's, what will people think if it doesn't work out? This is where you need to build a team of people around you who champion you and who believe in you, and to call a friend and ask them, what is it I'm good at? Our female friends can often be the best support at the time when we are not able to see ourselves.
And talk to us a little bit about the women that you interviewed for Beyond Motherhood. What were some of the stories that really fascinated you? What were some of your favorite parts of doing the work behind the book?
What was amazing is I suddenly found myself connected with women whose other work I had read, women who were leaders, women who I had known but not appreciated the depths to which they had gone in order to fulfill their dreams. One of the stories that really got me was a woman who hadn't even realized that she was a working mother living her dream. She has four wonderful children. She runs a lovely home, was very active in her school community, but had felt that there was something missing. She'd finished her master's and realized that she was not expressing her creativity. So one night she literally started by lamplight with her sewing machine and creating really beautiful toys, initially for her children, but before she knew it, she had a thriving Etsy shop. She's exporting to all over the world, and her business has blossomed literally from the kitchen table. And what got me about her was the fact that she was able to listen to that inner voice that said, even if you start with a one doll for your child, there's that possibility that it could be hundreds of dolls for many other children around the world.
And I'm sure you've run into many stories similar to that with women, just taking that first step and taking a chance. You know, it's always important to take the risk, because if nothing changes, nothing changes, right? So you're going to be stuck here. Now, what do you say to women who will say to you, JC, this is all great, but I just don't have the time. I have no time to follow my dream.
Time is a huge one. And I will share again a story of another woman who started an amazing website that's gone on to win awards internationally. And it actually took her 2 years to get the website off the ground. And the thing is with time is it all does add up. Even if it takes you 5 minutes to register a website domain, another 5 minutes to maybe contact a web designer that you might want to work with. It's about breaking everything, and I go into this further in my book, into bite-sized pieces so that you can actually manage something and accomplish something in 5 minutes that will all snowball into the picture that is your dream.
And what would be your final words of advice, JC, to working mothers out there that really have a desire for something more, to live a more fulfilled life, to rediscover those dreams, but are just stuck?
The biggest thing I would tell them is actually, it's not just about you. Because every woman I spoke to who fulfilled their dream not only inspired other women to do the same, but actively changed the lives of their communities. As mothers, you're already on a journey to changing the world through your children. Take it a step further and change the world also through yourself. The fact that you fulfill your dream changes the whole planet. It makes it a better place for everybody in it.
Well, JC, that is a beautiful place to stop. Thank you so much for joining us. And I would love to remind our listeners that you can learn more about JC Nyala and her book, Beyond Motherhood, A Guide to Being a Great Working Mother While Living Your Dream, as well as her other work at the website beyond-motherhood.com. That's www.beyond-motherhood.com. And thanks again, JC, for being here.
And thank you so much for your time, and, you know, live more than even what you have imagined.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Jennings Wire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com. Discover the blogger that's just right for you. Till next time.